Welcome to the No BS Mama Podcast. I'm your host, Megan. I'm married with three kids and found myself stressed, overwhelmed, and lost in motherhood before I gave up the idea of perfection and remembered that my needs are important too. If you're looking for a mom friend who drops F-bombs, loves road trips, and will always hype you up, then I'm your girl. I want to cut through the bullshit and have real conversations about all things mom life. I definitely don't have all the answers, but I am here for you, girl. And I'm bringing in some experts and other moms to help us out too. We know there's no one-size-fits-all solution, so make sure you take what serves you and leave what doesn't. So go ahead and grab that coffee, that glass of wine, or whatever floats your boat, and go hide from those kids while we dive in. Hi, and welcome back to the No BS Mama Podcast, or welcome to the No BS Mama Podcast if you're a new listener. Today there is just a lot going on in the world if you're listening to this in real time, but let's be honest, there's always tragedy striking and happening around us. And so while I don't want to be insensitive and I don't want to, take away from what is currently in the news. And again, if you're listening to this in real time, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But in the event that you are listening to this, you know, in a couple months or a couple years from now, this might still apply. So I wanted to chat today about something that I learned in therapy, which was the concept of my baseline, as well as something that was previously discussed earlier this week with Dr. Christine Jehu, and I will link that here in the show notes, where she was talking about the window of tolerance and just kind of my take about those two things and how they work together and how understanding those two things can really help us as we navigate hard times. So before I dive too far into this, I want to throw a couple of disclaimers out there. Number one, I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a replacement for licensed, for a therapist or trauma work or anything like that. I'm only speaking from what I know from my own experiences. So take what serves you, leave what doesn't. And as always, if you're questioning your mental and emotional health, please seek a professional resource. So that's disclaimer number one. Disclaimer number two is that I don't live in Texas, and I was not personally, and I don't know anyone else who was personally close to any of the victims with the mass shooting that happened in Texas earlier this week. So I'm coming from purely an outside perspective as a concerned parent in the United States of America. So those are my two disclaimers, as well as a trigger warning. So if you think that this might be a little bit too much for you, go ahead and skip this episode. So let's go ahead and dive in. Let me back up. It has always been really strange to me that when something tragic happens, whether that is somewhere in the world that doesn't directly impact me personally or anyone that I know, or something that is very personal and hits very close to home, there's this weird thing that happens where life moves on around you. Like nothing stops. Nothing slows down. Everything continues to be normal for everyone around you. And I don't think that I'm ever gonna like be accepting of that or like get used to it. I think it's always going to feel weird and be weird for me. That being said, when tragedy strikes in the world, if you're on social media, depending upon who you follow on social media, there can be a couple of things that happen. Number one, you can be subjected to people who want to make you feel guilty for moving on and living your life as normal. There are people who want to make you feel like you have to do something. And that if you don't do something, that basically you're a piece of shit person. And whether they mean to sound like that or not, sometimes the messages that are being shared can be interpreted that way. And finally, you can be subjected to like whiplash when you're consuming content. Like you can go from looking at something that is really traumatic and tragic to, you know, 2 seconds later looking at someone who is like laughing and really enjoying something that is silly and irrelevant to whatever you were previously consuming. And that can be really jarring, and we're not really conditioned to like move through life in that way, especially not without becoming desensitized to these really important things that are happening around us, right? So that's just my thing with social media, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about social media later. But something that I learned in therapy, when I was in therapy for a couple of months and I felt like I wasn't making progress, or like I was learning tools and I was trying to apply them, but it wasn't really like working, and I felt like it should have been. And all at the same time, my therapist was encouraging me to speak to a medical doctor about getting on some medicine, and I had still have very strong opinions about the pharmaceutical industry, and that's a whole other topic. But I really just was resisting the whole medicine conversation. And I know I've talked about this before, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about this, but the concept that she used to finally like get to me and get in my brain and get me to understand what she was trying to help me do is what I want to talk about here. So when she was talking to me about the possibility of getting on medicine, she explained it to me that we needed to get me to a baseline, because what was happening was I was spending a lot of time in valleys, in like low spots, and I was going far down the valley, and I was staying there for a longer time than the situation was, that was like suitable for the situation. And she explained to me that if we can bring my baseline up, that I would still experience these highs and lows. But when I experienced these lows, I wouldn't go quite so low. And even when I did, I wouldn't stay there for quite as long because I had help to get up to this baseline. And when your baseline is higher and you have a higher tolerance for some of these low points, then you can better, you, Megan, can better implement these strategies and tools that we're talking about here in therapy. That was what I needed to hear to understand that what I was trying to do on my own either was never going to take place or was going to take me an extraordinarily long time to do, right? So in my case, taking a medicine accelerated that process of getting me up to a baseline, right? So that was something that we had this conversation almost 2 years ago now, and I still think about it all the time. Now, if you listen to the episode earlier this week, which again, I'll link in the show notes, it was with Dr. Christine Jehu, and I'll also link up her Instagram account. She talked about something called the window of tolerance. And that is, you know, in addition to your baseline, your baseline is at the bottom, and then your window goes up and down, right? And your baseline can go down and your window can move up. So your window can either be wide open, or depending upon the stressors of life, your window can close. So there's always going to be these ebbs and flows, these highs and lows of life, but your window is either going to be wide open where you can tolerate those highs and lows, or it's going to be smaller, it's going to be closed where those highs and lows are a lot more difficult to move through and experience. And so there's a couple things that I want to say about that because I've been doing some research on my own. Again, I'm not a licensed practitioner, but I do think that this information is really, really helpful, especially when life is hard and things are hard. So this window, like I mentioned, it opens and closes depending upon what's happening in your life. So if you are someone who does not experience anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder, ADHD, any of those things, your window might be open a little bit further. If you are someone who has a solid support system who is loving and understanding and compassionate towards you, your window is a little bit more open. If you have free time and you're managing your stress and your kids are all healthy and all of those things are going well for you, your window is a little bit more open. All of those things, like all of these different stressors and factors of life, they all impact this window. So if you're someone whose window was wide open in the first place, when tragedy strikes, your window gets smaller, but there's still a lot of space in here, right? So if your window was wide open in the first place and it closed a little bit, you might still be able to move about your day and do normal things and complete your projects at work and get your kids to school and have fun with them and like really experience life the way you're supposed to with this thing in the background that's weighing on your heart or bothering you or making you angry. That thing still exists and there's still space for it. And there's space for everything else that you need to be doing, right? But if you're someone who does experience anxiety or depression or anything like that, or you don't have a support system, or you're under a deadline at work that is unreasonable and you're doing the work of three people because you're short-staffed and like all of those things, your window was more towards closed in the first place. So when tragedy strikes or when your mind is occupied with this other thing that's happening in the world, your window closes even further. And so there's not as much space for you now because you didn't have as much wiggle room as someone else, right? So you're operating with this window that's almost all the way closed now. And so it might not be reasonable for you to be able to go to work today. It might not be reasonable for you to take your kids to soccer practice and do all these things as normal. It might not be reasonable, and that's okay. It doesn't make you a weak person. And at the same time, it doesn't make that first person who had a wider tolerance in the beginning a bad person because they don't seem to be crippled by this thing like you are. So there's different people are experiencing this thing in different ways, depending upon where they were in the first place when it started, right? And there are things we can do to help our window of tolerance. Like this is not a definitive thing that just is. There are things we can do to protect our mental and emotional health and keep that window more open, right? Sometimes when things are hard, those things include taking a mental health day from work, letting your kids buy lunch instead of packing them, skipping soccer practice and going and doing something fun, getting off of social media entirely, right? Not consuming the news, like doing all of these things, going for a walk, taking a kickboxing class, like really getting out that aggression, doing all of these things will help you with your window. And depending upon where you are, it will either help you open your window a little bit, or at least it will help you keep it from closing even further, right? Because when we ignore this window of tolerance and we want to just push through and we want to be active on social media and consume this content because we don't want to like turn a blind eye, or we don't want to become desensitized to it, or we feel like there's something we can do, like if we have a voice, we can make a change. All of those things are true. And we should be paying attention to them, right? But the reality is, if you are not a grounded, mentally healthy person, your ability to impact bigger change in the world, it's harder for you. And it's harder for your family, and it's harder for you to continue to like take care of all of your life's other responsibilities. And again, that doesn't make you a bad person. Like, you can still call your senator or go to a protest or however you want to impact this change, whether it's in your community or in the country or whatever. You can still do those things while kind of like keeping it in a compartment, and not allowing it to become all consuming, right? And I think that's really what I'm getting at today, because I feel like sometimes when big things are happening on social media and in the news, number one, I'm prone to doom scrolling. I get like in my phone, and whether it's Instagram or TikTok or Facebook or whatever, there's like all of this content, and I get this urge to like argue with strangers on the internet, and that like it's just not helpful for me or for those people that I'm arguing with, right? Because I'm not going to change their mind. But there are things that we can do to be more. We can donate our time or our money, or you know, like there are ways that we can support a cause without spending countless hours consuming a harmful, traumatic media. So even if, you know, whatever is happening is striking close to home because of, you know, whatever reason, right? You're not directly impacted because it's not, you know, you or your family or your direct community, but you're impacted because you're a mom, or because you're the same race as the victim, or, you know, things like that, that are bigger, that are at play. You can still, like, you can hold space for what you're feeling without it becoming like the only thing that you think about or interact with or engage with for the next however long, whether it's the next couple of days, the next couple of weeks, whatever. So if you need time to do that, to like consume the content and say your piece and do your thing, then allow yourself to do that, but then put a boundary up, right? Other things we can do is to obviously talk to someone about it. If you have access to therapy, now is a great time to call that person and schedule an appointment. Journal it out. You know, I hesitate to say talk to people in your circle about it, because depending on where they fall on what's happening, that conversation might not be productive or helpful. It might just get you all fired up, and then you don't know what to do with that, right? So be aware of like who is safe to engage in conversation with and who is just gonna like fire you up, right? Knowing that, I think, is going to be huge. Muting people or just straight up unfollowing people on social media. I know I talk about that a lot here on the podcast, but now is a great time to do that. And then again, just like steering clear of social media in the first place. And again, if you are someone who feels like, that's not the best thing to do because you don't want it to be out of sight, out of mind, like this thing is a reality, then just be protective of your time. Like, don't be on social media first thing in the morning. Don't be on social media while you're lying in bed trying to go to sleep, right? Be more strategic about when you are making time and space for that in your day, and make sure that it is, compatible with, what else you have going on at the time. Like, you don't want to start your day like that, and you certainly don't want to be engaging in that when you're trying to settle down for bed and go to sleep. So, if you don't want to, again, like, get rid of it on social media or stay off of social media altogether, at least be more strategic about how and when and where you are on social media for the time being. So I am really intrigued by this idea of the window of tolerance. So I'm going to be doing some more research on it. I'm going to be sharing more and talking more about it here and on Instagram. So let me know if this is something that you are also curious about and want to learn more about. Maybe I can invite Dr. Jehu back and she can talk a little bit more in depth about it from a professional point of view. But I just think that, I wanted to take this time to remind people that, we're all approaching this from different points of view, different times of life, different windows of tolerances. And so, if you are looking at someone and you're thinking, like, this girl needs to get her shit together and, like, pick herself up and move on, maybe her window wasn't open and she is carrying too much, and we need to extend some grace to her. Same for your kids. And if on the flip side, you're looking at someone and you're like, they haven't posted about this, they're not talking about it, do they even care? I think you'd be hard pressed to find someone who doesn't care. I think that, again, everybody handles things differently, and there's nothing wrong with that. And it's not for us to judge how other people are coping or what they are or are not choosing to be vocal about online. Like, you don't know what people are doing and saying and what causes they're supporting behind closed doors. And some people really just need to put up that boundary and protect their mental and emotional health, and I encourage you to do the same. So, I hope this conversation was helpful, and until next time.
Hey, babe.
Mom.
Shit, you guys, I gotta go. I really hope you loved today's episode. If you did, it would really mean the world to me if you would share it with a mom like us so she doesn't feel so alone either. And if you're not already in our free Facebook community, girl, what are you waiting for? I promise it just takes 2 seconds. You don't even have to search for it. Just go ahead and click the link right here in the show notes. Until next time, try to remember to do something that's just for you this week.